You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We turn to politics in this segment. Time was, in the middle of the primaries, that the headlines were almost daily about the Barack Obama campaign's ability to raise an unstoppable river of money. It certainly is continuing to do so. But what a difference a couple of conventions and some poll numbers that are actually, quite frankly, disturbing to the Barack Obama campaign, or must be. What a difference those issues make, or those headlines make. It's maybe a different story for the Barack Obama campaign this week. And joining us to talk about it is New York Times reporter Jeff Zeleny, who's traveling with the Obama campaign. He's with us from Ohio to talk about how the money chase may have changed in the last few weeks. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The reputation of Barack Obama as a money raiser is, you know, unparalleled. He has no competition. But I'm wondering what the fundraising is like now that we're into the general election.
Well, one thing that's different about this is the fundraising for the Obama campaign is still going forward. Senator Obama made the decision a few months back to not accept public financing. And what that means is that he is going to be the first presidential candidate since these campaign finance limits were created sort of post-Watergate. He's the first candidate to not accept public financing, and instead he will raise an unlimited sum of money. Senator McCain is accepting public financing. So right now, after the conventions, John McCain gets $84 million to spend from here through November 4th. And Senator Obama has to raise his own. So they're still raising a lot of money, but they're not raising as much to give them as big of an advantage over Senator McCain as they thought. But bigger than that, they're spending a lot of money. They want to make this campaign competitive in 18 battleground states, and that's not cheap. So really what the Obama campaign is doing is sort of sending a message out to their contributors that, you know, come on, guys and gals, we're not finished yet. You need to give more.
Now, during the primary season, we had all kinds of details about how much money the campaigns had in the bank, how much they were raising, you know, on pace at various events and on the Internet. Do we have the same kind of information on the Barack Obama campaign at this point? And can we say anything about the pace of fundraising compared with those high levels of the past?
Well, the pace of fundraising slowed over the summer. They did not raise as much as they had hoped in June and July. But we're told August was their best fundraising month of the campaign. They will not say exactly how much. They have to report this monthly. So their August number will come out on September 20th. But we're told it's the best that they've had. So they are still raising a lot of money. But this is the most expensive part of the campaign. They have hundreds of workers in all these battleground states. Senator Obama is campaigning in Ohio today, as you said, and in Ohio alone, several hundreds of workers who are, you know, out in the field, ginning up the vote, et cetera. So this is an expensive part of the campaigns. We don't have all the details that we had early on, but we'll have some of those next week.
John McCain has certainly made a reputation for fighting for campaign finance reform, successfully or unsuccessfully, cynically or not, depending on your view. But has his decision to take public money in the campaign up against Barack Obama using private money, has that handed McCain a useful campaign issue, do you think?
We haven't heard him mention it as much as he did at the beginning. For a while, he would accuse Senator Obama of going back on a pledge of not taking public money. He hasn't mentioned that much because it's not a huge issue in the mind of voters. You know, I think voters have just assumed or stipulated the fact that there is money in politics, and so they want to talk about the economy. So John McCain has not made that as much of an issue recently as he did early on.
You know, we're talking mostly horse race here, and I guess it's going to remain to be seen where the issues fall in the coverage of the campaign over the next few weeks. But I'm wondering if it's fair to say, with the poll numbers that came out showing John McCain ahead and some of the fundraising issues that you've described, the pace having slowed in the summer, is there any sign that the Obama campaign is on the defensive?
Well, there were some signs yesterday when Senator Obama was campaigning in Michigan. He's certainly getting much more aggressive. If there was any question if he was going to directly sort of attack or criticize Governor Palin, those questions were answered yesterday. He did that. He's done that. He's certainly raising the volume against his critique of John McCain. So there's no question that the Obama campaign is seeing the same poll results that everyone else is. But I don't think they're that worried at this point. The national polls aren't as important, they say, as the battleground polls state by state. So we'll see, you know, in the coming 8 weeks how that goes. But there's no question that this is a neck and neck, and you know, it's very clear to the Obama campaign. Just watch what they're doing and saying.
So, Jeff, are you with Obama going forward for the next few weeks? Are you going to follow him in these battleground states over the next week or so?
Yes, we will. We're in Ohio and off to Virginia by nightfall.
All right, take good notes. Next time we talk to you, we want to see if there's a stump speech, a battleground stump speech emerging from the Obama campaign. Jeff Zeleny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeff Zeleny, of course, the New York Times reporter on the trail with Barack Obama. There's a test taking place in Vienna today. OPEC is meeting today.